Smoked meats have for years been a favorite part of the Czech diet, and the varieties and producers are numerous. But if producers of cold meat in Slovakia have their way, Czech manufacturers of famous foodstuffs like lovecký salám, a type of salami, or špekáčky, a much-loved campfire sausage, could soon be facing a stark choice. Change your methods or change the names of your products. Slovak manufacturers following new regulations on foodstuffs within the European Union have sent an application to Brussels to have 9 types of cold meat registered as traditional products of their nation. If approved, the motion could have a damaging impact on Czech agricultural produce. Joshua Singer has more.
Czech television has labelled the dispute a diplomatic war over sausages and other cold meats. The Slovak application includes 9 different types of common cold meats and sausage and follows European Commission Law 509, which was laid down in 2006. The law allows manufacturers from different countries to register products as so-called traditional specialities. Once registered, any product employing the same brand name as such products will be forced to adhere strictly to the manufacturer's guidelines. Jan Katana is the director of the Czech Meat Processors Association. The dispute, he says, stems from the splitting of the former Czechoslovakia in the early 90s.
The problem is that after the fall of communism, the common norms that were implied here in the sector fallen, and both sectors in Slovakia and Czech Republic went their own way. So there are slight differences in the recipes, and if those traditional specialty guaranteed were registered by the European Commission, then our producers would have to follow strictly the descriptions that are in the Slovakian applications. And that would be a problem for our producers, because none of them would like to change their production according to the applications of Slovakians. We consider it as unfair competition, let's say, or try to impose trade barrier to prevent Czech products being exported to Slovakian market.
The Slovak proposals have gone to the European Commission and are in discussion there. The Czech Meat Processors Association are in close contact with the government and the Food and Drink Chamber of the Czech Republic and have prepared reports containing their objections for the European Commission. They must, however, wait until these objections are published in the official journal of the European Commission until they receive any answers. So, could the disputes have been avoided with some cooperation? Jan Katana again.
We were trying to discuss this with our Slovakian colleagues before they sent the applications to Brussels, but there was no really way to agree on the thing. It was very difficult to negotiate, because during the negotiations they didn't want to inform us about all the things they would like to put in the application. So it was more or less academical debate over those applications. So and moreover, there was one more product that was just prepared for sending to Brussels from Slovakians, and our colleagues decided not to tell us about it, which was considered from our side as a not good, procedure.
The disputes will continue until the European Commission makes a decision on the matter. The Czech Agricultural Ministry will decide what steps to take once a decision has been reached.